The Gemara in Daf Yud quotes Machlokas Rav Huna Rav Chista. What's the din of Shochet Pesakin Venimtzis Paguma? Rav Huna says that the Shechita is a Shechita Psula because we're afraid Shema Be'or Nifgima. Maybe the Pagima in the Sakin occurred when the Shochet touched the Or even before he got to the Simon. Rav Chista argues and he says that the Shechita is a Shechita Ksheira because we assume that Shema Be'etzem Nifgima, that the Pagima occurred after the Shechita. From the simple reading of the Gemara in Daf Yud Amud Aleph, you get the impression that the Machlokas Amoraim is where Shibar Ba'atzamos Kalayam Kulo, that the person was breaking bones, cutting bones with this knife, Kalayam Kulo, and it's about that Rav Chista says that Shema Be'etzem Nifkema, or as the Rosh says it, the Lashon of the Rosh is Eimer Be'etzem Nifkema, that it's almost Vaday that Be'etzem Nifkema, because he was Shibar Ba'atzamos Kalayam Kulo. Rav Huna is the pellet that he says, even if Shibar Ba'atzamos Kalayam Kulo, nevertheless, we have to be choshesh. But from the Gemara and the Yud Amud Beis, as we described, it's not so clear that the Iker Machlokas Amoraim is talking about where Shibar Ba'atzamos Kalayam Kulo. Because the Gemara, in describing a particular halacha, a particular circumstance, the Gemara says that it could be that Be'etzem Demafrekes Nifgima. It's not just that if Shibar Ba'kalayam Kulo, but really Rav Chista is matir, even if lo shibar ba'etzem. We paskin like Rav Huna if lo shibar ba'etzem. We paskin like Rav Chista if shibar ba'etzem. But Zokta Gemara, it sounds like Rav Chista himself would say that even if lo shibar ba'etzem, it's kosher. So why should it be kosher? Why should we say that Eimer ba'etzem nifgema? So comes the Gemara and says, no, Rav Chista says that Eimer ba'etzem demafrekes nifgema. That you don't have to be mishaber atzamas kolayam kulo. Just the fact that you did this one shchita, there's the assumption that if there's a pegim in the sakin, it must have occurred because you nicked the etzem demafrekes at the end of the shchit. Okay, this is the basic machlokas. Rav Chista says that shochet besakin nimtzis peguma shchitas okshera. And from the impression you get in the Gemara at the beginning, Rav Chista holds this way because ein safek motzi midei vaday. Vaday etzem pogem, or is only safek pogem, ein safek motzi midei vaday. But from the Hemshech of the Gemara, it's clear Rav Chista has a different svar. What's that svar? So says the Gemara, Sakin Isroi Behem Alo Isroi. So we started in Shir on Thursday, we asked the Kasha, we said, why does the Gemara have to shift gears? Right? Rav Chista holds Shchita Sokshera, but the Gemara seems to give two different reasons for his Shita. Why does it shift gears? At first it seems to say Rav Chista's time is in Savig Motsim Devadei, and then it says Sakin Isroi Behem Alo Isroi. Why change? Well, what's the idea here? What's more, what does Sakin Isroi Behemelo Isroi mean? Sakin Isroi Behemelo Isroi. The Sakin, the Reyesa in the Sakin, creates a Reyesa in the Behema itself. Now, you can't disconnect one from the other. You can't say that Sakin Isroi Behemelo Isroi. If Sakin is Isroi, then the Behema is Isroi as well. So what's going on in the Sugya? It seems very strange. The whole Sugya seems very strange. You'll take a look. We had, at the beginning of the sugya, this is actually a page from a previous packet. Right? We had two questions. We said, what's Rav Chista's reason? Is it Ein Sofik Motzi Midei Vaday? Or is it Sakin Yisroi Behem Elo Yisroi? The Gemara seems to shift gears in the middle. Why does it do that? And the second kasha that we had is, what does it matter that Sakin Yisroi and not Behema? The reality is, the din of the Behema is totally in the din of the Sakin. So if Sakin Yisroi, Rav Chista should say that the Behemah is also Isroi, meaning the Reyes and the Sakin should engender a Reyes in the Behemah itself. So we gave an answer. We put Rashi and the Ran together. We said, maybe Taka, the Gemara is shifting gears. Initially it thought Rav Chista's Svar is Ein Savig Motz Medevadi, and now it's saying Sakin Isroi Behemah lo Isroi. It really is shifting gears. But what Taka is that Svar? How can you say Sakin Isroi Behemah lo Isroi isn't the din of the Behemah totally and the din of the Sakin? So we said that the Ran understands this statement to mean that the key is the Shoresh HaSafek. We always look at the Shoresh HaSafek. If the Shoresh HaSafek doesn't relate to the Behema, so then even though there's a Reyesa in the Sakin, but that's a separate issue, and we always have to look at the Shoresh HaSafek. If there's a Reyesa, if the Shoresh HaSafek relates to the Sakin, not to the Behema, so then a Reyesa in the Sakin is not going to create a Reyesa in the Behema itself. Right, that's the Yisod. The Yisod is that if the Safik is on a Dovert study, if the Safik is on a Dovert study, then the Reyesa in that item in which we have a Safik is not going to affect the Behema. That's the Ran and Rashi that we had. Switching to today's visual aids, right? The Ran and Rashi are saying, what does Sakin Esrei Behemel Esrei mean? It means Shorash Asafik Vihareyas is not in the Behemoth, it's in a Dovret Tzadi, it's in the Sakin. A Safik Tzadi is not Motzi from a Vaday Shchita. The Behemoth is sitting there, okay, it's Becheskes Yisr, but the reality is that Etzem Vaday Pogem, there was a Maisa Shchita over here, so a Safik Tzadi is not going to affect the Vaday Shchita. We can assume that there was a Vaday Shchita, like the Lashon of Rashi is that Velo Asi Safik Dereyas of the Sakin. There's a Shrita Vadois over here. A Sofik Tzadi is not going to be Motzi from the Vaday Shrita. That's what Sakin Yisrael Behemelo Yisrael means according to Rashi and the Ram. According to that, the Gemara really is shifting gears. The Svar of Ein Sofik Motzi Midei Vaday, that's not really what we're saying over here. Here, the key point is that a Sofik Tzadi is not going to be motzi from a vaday. It's not that ain't suffik motzi midei vaday. It's suffik tzadi. Sakin Yisrael, behema lo Yisrael. Okay, this is what we saw in the Ran and Rashi. We started to discuss on Thursday, and then we developed yesterday even more, that perhaps there's another answer to these two questions. Maybe really the Gemara is not shifting gears, but both points are coming together. Both ain't suffik motzi midei vaday, and the idea of sakin Yisrael, behema lo Yisrael. Maybe they're really coming together. And the way that we can put them together is by adding a third kasha. And that is from the sugi of Tarti L'Reyes and Masechta Nida. And that's what we spent a lot of time doing both Thursday and yesterday. Right, the Gemara in Nida has this yisod by Mikvah Shenimda V'nim Tzachoser that if you have a double chazaka, if you have a conflict between multiple chazakas, right, Mikvah Shenimda V'nim Tzachoser, you have a cheska shalim of the mikvah against a chazaka the hashda that it's chosel lefanecha and a cheskas tamei de gavra. So says the Gemara Nida, mikvah shenim devenim tzachosa, you have to be metame. Because two against one, the two beat out the one, and we described at great length what that means. It might not even mean a two against one, but we'll just take the simple pshat and tarte the reisa, that somehow the chazaka the hashda is buttressed by the chazaka, by the cheskas tamei de gavra, and it can fight against the chazaka de meikar. So when it comes to mikvah shenim devenim tzachos, we say that it's tamei because the two against one wins out. Tarte l'reis carries the day. So all the Rishonim ask, why over here by shachar v'sakim and imtzis peguma don't we say tarte l'reis? Here too you have two chazakas against one. You do have a cheskas badak of the sakin, but you have pogam lefanecha, chazaka the hashta pogam lefanecha, plus the behemah b'chaya b'cheskas iser omedes. So we should say two against one, and it should be asura. What is Rav Chista say that shchitas ukshera? Shouldn't we say Tarti L'Reyesa? This is the kasha that Tosfos says that many of the Rishonim ask. So far we've given two of the answers of Tosfos, okay? What are the two answers? So first of all, Tosfos says by mikvah, the cheska sholim is chosev asoy. That's point number one. That's the first answer of Tosfos. That the cheska sholim, the mikvah is asuya lehishtanos. It's naturally getting less and less through the evaporation of the water. So it's a weaker chazaka. It's a chazaka de Isra. And Tosfos is assuming within this first tzad, within the first teretz of Tosfos, that Tarti L'Reyesa only works, the koach of a chazaka da hashta can only work if the chazaka that it's going against is a weaker chazaka. Chazaka da hashta b'makam chazaka da meikar lav klumu. Normally it mamish means nothing. It's nothing. Right? If you have a chazaka da hashta against the chazaka da meikar, that's not chosav asoy. Right? That's not chosav asoy. So then, it's the chazaka the hashta is not going to do anything. Okay, so now things changed, but why should I assume that they changed in the interim? Why should I assume anything changed in the interim if the original chazaka is not asuya leishtanos? If it's not changing. Says Tosfos, if it's asuya leishtanos, if the original chazaka is chosav asai, it's changing constantly, so then that's a chazaka de isra, b'makom, a chazaka de isra, chazaka the hashta somehow gains some kind of a teeth. Right, the chazaka da hashta plus the second chazaka that we have, the cheskas tamei of the gavra by mikvah shenim devenim tzachoser, those are going to combine and that's going to be metame. But here, cheskas badabka of the sakin, that's not chosav asai. It's not chosav asai. You need a maisa to change that. So says Tosfos, we're not going to say tarta l'reis over here because it's not chosav asai. That's teretz number one. We developed a great length that clearly the other answers are not assuming like this, that we can say Tarti L'Reisa even if it's not Chosav Asai, that this is the first answer of Tosfos. Comes Tosfos in the second answer, and he brings back Rav Chista's statement that Etzem Vadei Pogim. In the first statement, Tosfos doesn't make reference to Ein Sofik Moed Medevadeh, but suddenly in the second answer, Tosfos does make reference to it. What does he say? He says, everything is different over here. Because here, Etzem Vadeh Pogim, we have a svara to say that there's a Vadeh Shechita. There's a svara to say that there's a Vadeh Shechita because Etzem Vadeh Pogim. There is no svara by Mikvah Shenim Devrim Tzachaser to say that there was a Vadeh Tefillah. There's no svara. There's no svara. So says Tosfos, since over here you have Etzem Vadeh Pogim, so therefore we're not going to say Taita L'Reisa. This is Teretz number 2 in Tosfos. Since here there's a Vadai Shechita, there's an assumption of a Vadai Shechita, because Etzem Vadeh Pogim, so therefore we're not going to say Taita L'Reisa. We only say Taita L'Reisa by Mikvah Shenim Devanim Tzachaser, because there is no Svara that there's a Vadai Tefillah. That's what Tosfos wanted to say. And then Tosfos offers a third answer. We didn't read this yesterday, but I just want to read it together with you because we'll see in the Rashba, these two answers, number 2 and number 3, are really playing together. It's almost like a tag team of these two svaras. Two svaras that are really leading in the same direction. What does Tosfos say? So let's see Tosfos together inside. If you have a Gemara, you can look on. Maybe I'll just give you the screen share again to make it easier. Let's see. Okay. Just one second, please. Okay. Ah, here we go. Okay, here we go. Let's take a look at Tosfos. Va'od Yeshlamash says Tosfos, a third answer. The Malius Yolid Reyesa Besakin, Malius is Yolid Reyesa Babahema. What's Tosfos asking? He's asking our second kasha. Second kasha we had is, forget about the Gemara shifting gears, why does it matter where the Reyesa is? You tell me is Yolid Reyesa Besakin. Sakin Yisroi Behema Lo Yisroi. Frek Tosfos, who cares? The Reyesa in the Sakin generates the Reyesa in the Behema. What does it matter what the Shoresh HaSafik is? Right, that's Tosfos' point. Why does it matter where the Reyes is? He says, Ela al karcha chachika amar. Sakin Yisroi, Teresh v'ika sveki tuva. Shema be'etzem nifkema. Va'afila bar nifkema. Shema lo nishchadu asimanu k'neged ha'pegima. Babi kisvek sveka. Says Tosfos, what's the yesod over here? What does Sakin Yisroi, Behema lo Yisroi mean? Sakin Yisroi, Behema lo Yisroi means that there's a svek sveka in the Sakin. That's basically what he says, there's svek sveka in the Sakin. Sofek shema be'etzem nifkima. Maybe be'etzem nifkima, and then of course there's no problem because the shechita was a shechita ksher. Ba'filim timtziloma ba'or nifkima. Maybe it was nifkima ba'or, and then there should be a problem. Maybe the simonim weren't nishchat keneged the pegima. Meaning, if you have a long knife, you find the pegima. Let's say towards the end of the knife. Who says that the shochet shechted keneged the pegima? Maybe the shochet didn't shech keneged the pegima. He has a long knife. So if he has a long knife, then maybe he shechted keneged the area that's not keneged that pegima. So says Tosfos, I have a svek sveka. Sakin Yisroi doesn't mean that there's some difference between whether the Shoresh HaSofik is in the behema or it's in the Sakin. Sakin Yisroi, behema lo Yisroi means that Sakin Yisroi, there's a svek sveka in the Sakin. So once there's a svek sveka in the Sakin, so then there's no reason to assume that the behema is Yisroi. The Yisroi in the Sakin is weaker, says Tosfos. Sakin Yisroi means there's a weak Reyesa in the Sakin. So because there's a weak Reyesa in the Sakin, there's no reason to translate that Reyesa in the Sakin into a Reyesa in the Behema. And that's why we can treat the Shechita as a Shechita Vadois. That's what Tosfos wants to suggest. Then he continues, he says it's actually a little bit meduyik that way in the Gemara as well. Because the Gemara continues, V'ashta parach shaper basarachi kol sofek la'asuye mai. Lab lasuye kai gavna. What's that kasha? The Gemara quotes the Braisa Shacharis of Veshev Yachakach Nishbata Gageres, or the opposite. Then the Braisa says Shacharis of Veshev and Imsa Gageres. Shmuta Ven Yodeim Kodim Shchita Nishbata Lacha Shchita Nishbata. We don't know when the Hashmata Sagageres occurred. So Zeh Yamaisa Vamar Kol Sofik Beshchita Posel. The Braisa says Kol Sofik Beshchita Posel. What does it mean Kol? Kol is marbe something. Lasuye mai lav lasuye kai gavna. Says the Gemara, maybe it's Lasuik Hagavna of Shochet Besakim Nimtzeis Peguma. That even in that case, we say that it's a Sofik Shchit and it's possible. So the Gemara says, no, Lasuye Sofik Shoh Sofik Doras. Case where we don't know whether he was Shoh Doras. And what's the difference between the two? Shochet Besakim Nimtzeis Peguma, Sofik Shoh Sofik Doras. Says the Gemara, no, there's a difference. Because by Sofik Shoh Sofik Doras, that's a Reyes in the Behema. But Shochet Besakim Nimtzeis Peguma, that's a Reyes in the Sakin, Sakin Yisroi, Behema Lo Yisroi. Okay, that's the Gemara. So says Tosis, what's this kasha? Kol Sofik B'Shchita Posel, Lasuye Mai, Lav Lasuye Kai Gavna, and then it says, Lo Lasuye Sofik Shoh Sofik Doras. What does that mean? So says Tosis, I'll tell you. Hash the parash chapter basarachi kol sofik lasuye mai lav lasuye kai gavna the mashma shebol rabos afilu dover shenota lahatir yosem ilesa kol sofik b'shchita posel. So the basic din that we're talking about is a sofik when the hashmata occurs, but kol is marba something more. Kol is marba something more. What is something more? Something where it's karov levadai. It's not such a suffik hashokol. It's not a 50-50 suffik. Not an even suffik. It's karov levadai that mistama. It's good. Maybe even in such a case, the shechita is possible. We have to say there's a reyes in the shechita. The shechita should be possible. Maybe I should be marba where it's karov levadai that it was good. Says Dr. Gemara, Mishani lola suy suffik shah suffik daras. The afa gav the lo avid the shoy vidaras. The mistama shocha kederach hashochtim. Says the Gemara, no, we're not coming to be marbe the case of shocha besakam nutzis peguma, where it's karav levade, come on, etzem vade pogim, it's karav levade, the shchit is fine. Rather, it's coming to be marbe suffik shah, suffik daras. Suffik shah, suffik daras is not as karav levade as shocha besakam nutzis peguma. So therefore, maybe it's coming to be marbe that. And on that, the Gemara asks, "Uparach Ma'ishna Kevin the Tarvayo Krovim Levade LaHachshir." And on that, the Gemara Taka asks, "What's the difference? It might be true that Shocha Besakim and Itzis Peguma, there's a Svek Sveka. If there's a Svek Sveka, it's Karov Levade that it's good. But Savik Shah Savik Daras is also Karov Levade. So what's really the difference?" So the Gemara says, "No, the Taka is a big difference because by Savik Shah Savik Daras, the Reyes is in the Behema. If the Reyes is in the Behema, it's more of a problem." But by Shachar B'Sakin, it's just Beguma. The Reyes is in the Sakin. There's a Svek Sveka in the Sakin, right? As opposed to Sofik Shah, Sofik Doras, there's only one Sofik. There's only one Sofik. So the one Sofik is a problem. There's a Reyes in the Behemoth with only one Sofik. By Shachar B'Sakin, it's just Beguma. There's a Svek Sveka in the Sakin. So the Svek Svek in the Sakin is even more Karov Levadai that nothing happened. So because there's a Svek Svek in the Sakin, Sakin Yisroi, Behem Lo Yisroi, the Reyes in the Sakin is not going to translate into a Reyes in the Behem. Okay, so this is how Tosfos learns. Tosfos says that there are three Shitas over here. Right? This is what Tosfos was saying. That, what do we have over here? Going back to the previous sheet. Now we have a steer between mikveh as opposed to behema. By mikveh we say tied to the reisa. By behema we don't. So there's three answers: either by mikveh the cheska shalim is chosav asoi, or behema is different etzem vade pogim, or by behema it's different because there's a svek sveka. Shem etzem nifkema v'mtimtzi lomar beor nifkema shema lo shocha keneged hapegima. So for these reasons, two and three. Either because etzem vade pogam, or because you have a svek sveka, the reyes and the sakin is not going to translate into a reyes and the behema, because it's not such a real suffik. It's not such a real reyes, because the suffik is very weak. It's not a suffik ashakel. So because it's not a suffik ashakel, so therefore there isn't going to be a problem. Okay, this is what Tosfos wanted to say. So we were troubled. We said, what exactly does Tosfos mean? What does he mean in the second day, in the third day? What does he mean that because etzem vade pogam, so suddenly that changes everything? So we mentioned last time Rabbi Rosenzweig in the Beis Yosef Shul has a beautiful article. I have a photocopy of it, but it doesn't say the year of the Beis Yosef Shul. For some reason, it just says Kovetz Beis Yosef Shul on the top of the page. It doesn't say the year. So I don't know the year, but you can go to the library or Mistama. They have it on YU Torah. Try to find Kovetz Beis Yosef Shol, or just look up Tarti the Reyes, or Rabbi Rosenzweig, you'll see the article that he has. It's a beautiful article that he put together with some very important yesodas in the sugya. So he developed the yesod. We're not going to go back to all the points, to the Ritva and Kiddushin and to other points, but basically he says that according to the second day and the third day in Tosis, the yesod in the sugya of Tarta the Reyes is what? That the question is, what is your suffix in? Do you have a suffix in the Iker Maisa? Do you have a suffix in the Iker Maisa? Or do you not have a suffix in the Iker Maisa? There's a Maisa Shchita done. Right? So, is there a suffix in the Iker Maisa Shchita? Do you have a Reisa that creates a suffix in the Iker Maisa Shchita? Or does your Reisa not really create a suffix in the Iker Maisa Shchita? The Maisa Shchita is a good Maisa Shchita. But it's like you have a suffix that was no lot after the Shchita. That's the Shaila. In every case of Tarta d'Reisa, so you always have to ask yourself, is there a suffix in the Iker HaMaisa that you're being done on, that you're judging on? Or is there no suffix in the Iker HaMaisa? It's just a suffix that came afterwards. He says, in the case of Tevila, there's a suffix in the Iker HaMaisa. You can't say Vadei Tavo. Tosus themselves said that you can't say Vadei Tavo. Tosus didn't want to say Vadei Tavo. Right? He says, in the case of Mikveh Shenimda Benimtzeh Choser, Mashayich Lomer Vadei Tovel, Hare B'Mikveh Choser Tovel. Tosa says the whole Yisod of the case of Mikveh Shenimda Benimtzeh Choser that we say Tarta d'Reisa is because the Cheska Sholem of the Mikveh prevents you from saying that there's a Vadei Maisa Tefillah. And if you don't have a Vadei Maisa Tefillah, what's going to happen? Again, go back to the beginning. What do you have? You start off, okay, let's go back to this one. You start off, we start off with two against one, right? You have a cheska showing the mikvah, and then the chazak dash and chosel lefanecha with a cheska tomei de gavra. So comes Rabbi Rosenzweig and he says, if you had a vadai maisa tefillah, the vadai maisa tefillah would be mevatel, the cheska tomei of the gavra. If you had a Vadai Maisa Tefillah, even though there's a Sofik, it may not have happened, but that Sofik wouldn't have been significant. The Vadai Maisa Tefillah would have been Mevata L'cheskas Tamei D'Gavra, and if you were Mevata L'cheskas Tamei D'Gavra, there's no Tarta L'Reisa. The Tarta L'Reisa is only if you have both things together. So it is Chasu L'Fanecha, but if the Cheskas Tamei D'Gavra is going to be Mezbatel, if it's going to be negated, if it'll be diminished and weakened, so then you don't have a Tarta L'Reisa anymore. So Dr. Bei Rosenzweig, that's the Yesod of Tosfos here. Tosfos is saying that here you have a Vadai Shchita. You have a Vadai Shchita. By Mikveh you don't have a Vadai Tefillah, so that's why you take a have a tie to the Reyesa. The Cheskas Tamei D'Gavra remains strong. But here you have a Vadai Shchita. You have a Vadai Shchita, and because you have a Vadai Shchita, the Sofek that this Sakin became a Sakin Paguma, and now we don't know, was it a good Shchita or not, that's not a Sofek in the Iker HaMaisa. It's not a suffix in the Iker Maisa Shchita. No, the Maisa Shchita is there. It's Vadai Shchuto Lefanecha, like the Gemara says. It's Vadai Shchuto Lefanecha. Tvila, there's no Vadai Toval. But here there's a Vadai Shchuto Lefanecha. How does it become a Vadai Shchuto Lefanecha? Because the suffix is so insignificant. The suffix is so insignificant. Because the suffix is so insignificant over here, it's like there's a Vadai Shchuto Lefanecha, and the Vadai Shchuto Lefanecha is Megareya. It diminishes, it weakens the Cheskas Isra of the Behema. So if it weakens the Cheskas Isra of the Behema, you don't have a Tarta L'Reyes anymore. Because you have a Vadai Shchuto over here, Lefanecha, so there is no Tarta L'Reyes because that Cheskas Isra of the Behema was weakened by the Maisa Shchita. There's a Vadai Maisa Shchita with a suffix afterwards. It's a Vadai Maisa Shchita with a suffix afterwards. So if you have a Vadai Maisa Shchita, then there isn't going to be any problem over here. Because but you have a suffix? You have a Vadai Maisa Shchita, but you have a suffix? That doesn't matter, because I have a Cheskas Badak of the Sakin. Once I have a Vadai Maisa Shchita, so then the suffix that I have that we don't know when the Begima occurred, that's not going to affect anything. Because once you have a Vada Maisa Shchita, you no longer have a Tarta L'Reisa. Because the Cheskas Isra of the Behema is weakened. So once you don't have a Tarta L'Reisa, all you have here is just a regular suffix. A suffix without a Tarta L'Reisa. Whenever you have a suffix, you can go Basa Chazaka. So I have a Cheskas Badak with a Sakin. I can go by after the Cheskas Badak of the Sakin. Okay, this is the Yesod Rabbi Rosenzweig wanted to suggest to explain Tosfos, that the yisod in the sugi of Tatla Reisa, when do I have a Tatla Reisa, when do I not have a Tatla Reisa? I have a Tatla Reisa when I don't have a Vadai Maisa. If there was no Vadai Maisa to create a heter, so then the Tatla Reisa is gonna be motzi from the original Chazaka de Meikara. By mikvah, I don't have a Vadai Tovel, I don't have a Vadai Maisa. So the Cheskas tell me if the Gavra is still strong, so I have a Tatla Reisa, there's going to be a problem. I have a suffix, yeah, but the suffix is a suffix in the Iker HaMaisa. It's not a suffix that came after the Maisa. It's a suffix in the Iker HaMaisa. So that's going to be a problem. But here, I don't have a title Resa. In the case of Shachar B'Sakam Menutzi Tuguma, I have a Vada Maisa Shchita. Like the Lashon of the Gemara is Vada Shchuta L'Fanecha. So because I have a Vada Maisa Shchita, I don't have a title Resa because the Vada Maisa Shchita diminished and negates the Cheskas Isra, the Behema. So therefore, I just have a little suffix. If I have a little suffix but not a chisaron in the ikar maisa, so then the cheskas bodek of the sakin can tell me that I can treat it like a shchita ksheira b'mokom that suffix. Okay. Now this idea is not only licked in Tosfos, right? It's lying in the words of Tosfos because both the second and the third answer of Tosfos say that there is some way that we can assume that the shchita really occurred. Vaday etzem pogeim. It's only a svek sveka in the sakin. Both of these reasons, right? Both of these svaras are reasons to explain why there's a vada shchit over here. Right? So it's not only in Tosfos, but the Rashba really says it. The Rashba really makes this point very, very clearly. Okay? So let's take a look at this Rashba. So this I have in the screen share. Okay? This is in page 4. What does the Rashba say? He asks Tosfos Kasha, and he says, Yesh Mefarshim, the Shani Reza de Mikvah, da Lima, Orue Litvila, Kevin Shinim, Zachos Lefanecha, Velekamidi, Limitli Be, Hashta Tfei, Midameikar. Says the Rashba, there's a Yesh Mefarshim that says, look, by the case of Mikvah, there's no reason to be told that the Mikvah was Shalim or the Mikvah was not Shalim. What's he saying? There's no etzem vadei pogim over here. There's no such svara that there's a vadei that mistama it was okay. By behema there's a svara, but by mikvah there is no svara. Havoreya said the sakin lo alimi lo ruay le behema kevin the or suffik pogim suffik lo pogim ve etzem vadei pogim. Right. So says the Rashba according to the Yesh Mefarshim. By the reyes of the sakin, since he have etzem vadei pogim, so then there's a reason to be tola. To say that there was a Vada Shchita over here. Right? There's more of a reason to say that there's a Vada Shchita. Meaning, what's the Yisod? It's not a real Suffolk. It's not a Suffolk HaShokel. It's not a Suffolk HaShokel. It's not a balanced. Suffolk HaShokel means it's 50-50. It's even. Even Steven, right? It's balanced. It's not an even Steven Suffolk over here. Because that's some Vada Pogim. So it's more likely that there is no problem. Right? And then he says, according to the Maskon of the Gemara, not that he was Meshabar Atzamos, but the Etzem de Mafrekas Ifkim, same idea. Inami says the Rashba, listen up. Yesh Lefarish Dachikamer. Chosim Vada Gavra Isri, the Efshe Lios Amikva Chosar, O Ledover Chotzitz, Lios Alav Shatala Lotvila. Elahareu Vada Ki'ilu Lotavaklal. Zok the Rashba, here, in the case of Mikva Shinimdad, it's Ki'ilu Lotavaklal. Because the Mikva is Chosar. If you have a Mikva Chosar, he wasn't tovel in anything. If he had a davar chotzitz on him, there's no ma'isa tefila. U'mishum hachi bein benimtzal of davar chotzitz bein b'shenimdad benimtzal chaser hamei tomei al cheskaso. Zok the Rashba, why are we hamei tomei al cheskaso? Why do we say tarti l'reisa against the cheska shalim of the mikvah? Because there's no vadei tovel. It's ke'ilu lo tovel. That's what he says. Aval hocha sakan hu d'isroi aval behema lo isroi. What does that mean? Even if you'll tell me nifkam ba'or, hakati ikal amemad lo poga pegimaso b'simanim klal. Ubemakom abodek shebesaken nishchatu ukedin nishchat. He says this is svek speka. Even if you tell me ba'or nifkama, but maybe he didn't do the shchita there. V'hu sheyesh besaken melo tzavar v'chutz letzavar. He has to have a long saken that there's a next worth, but even something beyond the next worth. Right, two necks worth in the sakin. Kloma kimlot savar. The efshaloma shebetzad habadok nishchata. There's a svek sveka, says the Rashba. Just like Tosis in Teretz number 3. Hilkach zok the Rashba, listen up now. This is the key. Lo alima reyesa de sakin lafuge behema mecheskas kashrusa. Kevan shishchuto lefanecha. Underline it. That's the yisod. The yisod is, since all you have is a svek sveka, since you don't have a sofek ashokol, it's not 50-50. It's not 50-50. So if the sofek is not a sofek hashokol, then it's just a very small sofek. It's not viewed as a sofek in the maisa. If it's not a sofek hashokol, then we view it as though the maisa is a maisa vadai. It's shchuto lefanecha. It's vadai shchuto lefanecha. Aye, but there's a sofek. Okay, it's a sofek. But vadai shchuto lefanecha. Once it's vadai shchuto lefanecha because you don't have a sofek hashokol, so the cheskas isra of the behema fell away. If the cheskas isra of the behema fell away, you don't have a tie to the reis anymore. So all you have is a sofek that's nolad after the shchita. If a sofek is nolad after the shchita, what do I do? I look to see if there are any hanhogas, there are any things I can follow. Comes the cheskas bodek of the sakan and tells me I can follow the cheskas bodek, b'makom ha-sofek, and everything is fine. If the sofek would be a sofek ashakol, so then we wouldn't even get to first base because we'd have a tie to the reisa, and the tie to the reisa would fly in the face of the cheskas bodek, and it would be mavata the cheskas bodek. But because the sofek is a very weak sofek, etzem vale pogem, or there's a svek sveka, if the sofek is a very weak sofek, then we treat it as though it's vadei shchut lefanecha. If it's vadei shchut lefanecha, the cheskas isra of the behema fell away. So if the cheskas isra fell away, I don't have a title eresa, I just have the cheskas bodek, I have a regular sofek. But makom a regular sofek, the cheskas bodek can come and it can tell me that the shchita is a shchita kshera. So what does sakin isroi behema lo isroi mean according to the Rashba? Sakin isroi means the reyesa on the sakin is weak. If the reyes on the sakin is weak, then it can't translate into a behema isroi. It can't translate into cheskas isro the behema ruining the shchita. That's the yisod. The yisod is not that if I have only a suffix tzdadi, it's not going to be a problem. That's not the yisod. The yisod, according to the Rashba, is that a suffix koldahu can't be motzi from a vada shchita. The Ran and Rashi said, what does it mean, sakin isroi behema lo isroi? Sakin isroi, that's a sofek tzdadi. It's not a sofek in the ikar adava. If it's only a sofek tzdadi, that reyesa is not going to be motzi from a vada shchita. Comes the Rashba and says, it's not an inyan of sofek tzdadi. It's an inyan that if it's only a sofek koldahu, if it's not a sofek ashokol, it's not a real sofek. If it's not a real sofek, then we treat the shchita like a vadei maisa. And once we treat it like a vadei maisa, then the sofek is not going to be motzi from a vadei maisa. We can follow the cheskas bodek of the sakin, and everything is going to be okay. This is how the Rashba clearly learned, and presumably this is how Tosfos learned as well. Okay, questions? Any questions? Woody. Morty, Blair.
Yeah, did we say at the end of last year that according to Tosfos, there's a chazaka al hasher al achiv in the behema?
Tosfos and Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, yes.
So is that with the spirit of Tosfos? Because this Tosfos thing says that there is a harmony there being touched to the Rusa because of the subject of the behema being tested Isser. Now, how does that go with the other Tosfos?
That Tosfos is saying that you can have a chazaka, a potential chazaka in the future. That if I then have a suffix that was nolad before the Maisa Shchita, right? What suffix is Tosfos and Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis going on? Suffix Drusa, right? Right? Suffix Drusa. So if I have a suffix that was nolad before the Maisa Shchita, then I have a Chazaka ala Osid from the beginning that after the Shchita, the Behema is going to be Kshera. The Behema is going to be Kshera. Row of behemoths are going to be kshera, so therefore that suffix drusa is not going to be a problem. Here we're talking about a suffix that comes after the shchita, right? A suffix that comes after the shchita. So a suffix that comes after the shchita. What am I saying? I already had a shchita bevadai, right? I had a shchita bevadai. So if I had a shchita bevadai, then the suffix afterwards is not going to be a problem. Suffix afterwards is not going to be a problem. The two tosisim are not really talking about the same thing. Right? Are they really talking about the same thing? I mean, it comes out according to both Tosfosim that we're gonna be Mekel, right? Even Tosfos and Daf Mem Gimel is saying the Chazaka La Osid is gonna tell me that the Suffolk Drus is not gonna be a problem. Right? Nishchata Becheskas Heter. Right? Isn't he saying that? But his mechanism is totally different. This is shochet besaken v'nimtzeis peguma. There's some kind of a suffik in the maisa shchita. So the question is, how do we evaluate that? Do we view that as a suffik in the ikar ha-maisa? And if there's a suffik in the ikar ha-maisa, then there's going to be a problem. You're going to say tarti l'reisa. Right? You're going to say tarti l'reisa. Aye, but you had that chazaka. You have that chazaka that most behemoths are going to be good. Right? You have the chazaka that most behemoths are going to be shechted properly, but here there's a reyesa in the shechita itself. The suffix drusa is not a reyesa in the shechita itself. The Tosfos is saying that the chazaka la osid is going to help me for a suffix drusa that's not a problem in the shechita itself. When there's a problem in the shechita itself, you have to deal with a different chazaka. The chazaka here that we're talking about is the cheskas boduk. Right? You need a cheskas boduk over here because this is a different suffix. It's a suffix in the Maisa Shchita itself. So here, the Chazak Ala Osid is no longer going to help you. Okay, any more questions? Okay. Based on this Yesod, that Tzaken Esroi, Behem Alo Esroi, means that to determine whether Tartil Reyes is applied in the particular case that you're talking, or it's not applied, depends on whether the suffix is a suffix hashokol, it's a 50-50 suffix, or if the overwhelming odds are that we can go lakula, so then we're not going to apply tarti l'reisa. Because if it's not a suffix hashokol, so then we assume that there's a vadei maisa shchita. And once there's a vadei maisa shchita, so then we're not going to apply tarti l'reisa, because the vadei maisa shchita is megareya, the cheskas isra of the behema. So this yisod can help answer a very famous kasha of the Taz. The Taz and the Ramah have a big machlokas about a very interesting halach lemaisa case. Now we think that this sugya on Daf Yud, this is like a theoretical question, very important principles and chazaka and rov and other things, but it's actually lemaisa. You have to know everything, because if you really know the different sugyas, you'll find that sometimes you can apply them halach lemaisa as well. What case is the Ramah talking about that the Taz addresses? So let's look at the screen share again. I want to look at this Ramah and Taz with you. This is a very famous discussion in the Ramah and the Taz. Okay, this is in today's screen share after the Rashba. So comes the Ramah and says like this: Bimbatku eiz a shochet. Let's say they checked the shochet. They gave him a blechina. Ubodek v'nimtza she'eino yodea. They find that he doesn't know a cheshita. They ask him questions about Shehi and Dras and Chalod, and he doesn't seem to know it. Im natal pamachas kabbalah ein matrifin lemafreya mashashocha damin an hashdu de isra. So if he took a kabbalah, what does kabbalah mean? Kabbalah is just a technical term. It means to get a certificate, right? To get a certificate from the rav. He doesn't need the piece of paper. He doesn't need the klaf. But the point is, his natal kabbalah means he takes the reshus. Kabbalah really is. Netilas Rishus from the Rav Ir, Netilas Rishus from the Posek that he gets his smicha from, that he's allowed to do Shlita. So Zakhtar Ramah, if he got Kabbalah at some point in time, then we're not going to passel everything that he shechted in the interim. That's the Yesod of the Ramah. Right? What's the timeline over here? Let's say you have a Shochet. He was not till Kabbalah Pamachas. He knew Hilcha Shchita then. The Bodek came later and he doesn't know. So he's becheskas sheyoda from the beginning, right? He had that chazaka that he knew. And then he's shochet, kama pa'amen. Kama pa'amen mishechted in the middle. So the question is, are we matrif l'mafreya everything in the past? So says the Ramon, no, we're not matrif l'mafreya, there's no problem. No problem, because he had a cheskas sheyoda, so we can follow a chazaka, we can assume that he's becheskas yodea hilcheshchita, we don't have to be matrif in the interim. Now that we find that he doesn't know, so until he takes another bechina, we have to be matrif every other shchita mikan lahaba that he's going to do. Ad kan devar. That's what the Ramah says. It sounds like a pretty simple halacha that the Ramah is telling us that we can follow chazaka. That's basically what the Ramah is saying. Comes the Taz and says, "What are you talking about? What are you talking about? We can follow chazaka. What principle should I apply over here?" Says the Taz. Which principle? Tell me. Two words. Tarti l'reisa, exactly. Tarti l'reisa. Why shouldn't you apply tarti l'reisa? How so? So writes the Taz, we got a chazer, a gemara in Chulin, to know that maybe tarti l'reisa should apply over here. What's this gemara in Chulin? Let's see the Taz together. don't have to read every word in the Taz. But he says, first of all, you know, let me quote to you. Okay, who is the Ramah quoting, first of all? So he says it's a Sefer Aguda. The Sefer Aguda was one of the Rishonim. Okay, I guess we don't have the next page in the Ramah. In the next page in the Ramah, you'd see that it's a Sefer Aguda. So, says the Taz, I have to give you the sources that the Aguda is based on. It's Machlokas Rav Huna Rav Chista, the Gemara in Chulin. So he quotes the whole Gemara, right, the back and forth. We don't have to read the whole Gemara. So he says, V'yalef bal Aguda, mizeh l'shochet shenivdak v'nimtza she'enu yodeh el chashchita. Ein lahatri v'akel. The Aguda wanted to extrapolate from the Gemara. He knew the Gemara. The Aguda wanted to extrapolate from the Gemara, but the question is, was this extrapolation correct? So he wants to extrapolate the Adam Yisroi behem alo Yisroi. So the Taz, what's the Aguda based on? The Aguda is saying, what's the principle in the Gemara in Chulin? Sakin Yisroi behem alo Yisroi. So say the same thing over here. Adam Yisroi behem alo Yisroi. There's no Reyes in the Behema, so what's the problem? If there's no Reyes in the Behema, again, if there's no Reyes in the Behema, so then the Shchita was a Shchita Kshera, we don't say tied to the Reyesa, so we assume that the Sakin was Becheskas Bodok, let's assume that the Shochet is Becheskas Yodei HaShchita. So, Zok the Taz, it's very nice to apply the Gemara, but you forgot the Tosfos. You forgot the Tosfos. The Tosfos is a Kasha that we find in a different Suga, we do apply the principle of Tartila Reyesa. So how can you just say Sakin Yisroi, Behem Elo Yisroi, Shochet Yisroi, Adam Yisroi, Behem Elo Yisroi, and say we follow the Chazakot of the Shochet, Nu Hil Chashchita at one point in time? There's doch Tartil Reyes over here. You'll tell me we shouldn't apply Tartil Reyes. Tosfos says we don't apply Tartil Reyes, we only do that by Nida. Look at the three answers of Tosfos, they don't apply. So that's what the Taz does. He says Tosfos has a stira from Nida to Shchita, and he gives three answers. Ha'echad is shani mikvah the chosav asoi. Sheni is va'od yeshlama da'achat taima the etzem va'de pogame. And va'od yeshlama three, the ein chilek ben reyesa, the sakon reyesa, the behema. Here, va'hocha matir mishim svek sveka. These are the three answers that Tosfos gives. So do these apply to the case of Shochet? Says the Taz, going on to the next page. He says these three things don't apply. He says the teretz ha'echad, that certainly doesn't apply. The Teretz Ha'echad is that Tartila, whenever we have a Chazaka that's Choser V'asoi, if we have a Chazaka that's Asuya L'Ishtanos, so then we apply Tartila Reyesa. The only reason the Tosfos wanted to say Tartila Reyesa doesn't apply in our Gemara and Daf Yud by Shochet B'Sakan V'Nitzvah Peguma is because the Cheskas Bodok of the Sakan is not Choser V'asoi, but is the Cheskas Yodeya of the Shochet Choser V'asoi? Of course! How do people forget? In one fell swoop, it's just gone. He knew Gans Shas. The next moment, he lost it all. It's ridiculous. Of course, it's a gradual process. Shikcha is a gradual process. So if Shikcha is a gradual process, we shouldn't say Tartil Reyes. It's no different than the Cheska Shalom of the Mikvah. Mamish, it's the same, says the Taz. And how about the second answer? Hateretz Beishel Atos is Gam Kain Enkan. The Enkan Shem Vado'os Lekula. We don't have any Vadai Etzem Pogim over here. There's some Vado'os that helps the Shochet over here. There's no Vado'os. Adarav Yeshkan Psul Vadai She'eno Yodea. Ela She'en Yodua Zman HaShikcha. Here we know he doesn't know. We know that he doesn't know. That's the Vadai. There's no Vadai Lekula. So how is the second answer going to help you? Must be the Aguda with Somech on the third teretz that he says there's some kind of svek sveka. And Tak, it's Muchach like that, says the Tadach. The Aguda brings the third teretz. So he says the Stama, he was Somech on the third teretz. Vim Kain, Sarach Loma, Gamba Shochet Zeh, Sheish Sos Svek Sveka, Savik Yoda Oz Halachos, Him Tim Zlama Lo Yoda, Ema Shochet Shapir, Velopsul. Says the Taz, the answer must be that the Agud is going with the third answer. And he holds it's a Svek Sveka. What's the Svek Sveka? Well, maybe the Shochet knew it at the time that he did the Shchita in the interim. And even if he didn't know it, maybe he shechted properly anyway. Right? So, there's a Svek Sveka. That's what the Agud is going on. It's up to Taz, but that's not going to help you. The Svek Sveka is not going to help you. Why? Because the Svek Sveka only works according to whom? Rav Chista. But we paskin like Rav Huna. Rav Huna doesn't go with the Svek Sveka. The Ef Shalomer came. Do paskin an halacha k'Rav Chista b'shibur atzamos dafka if shibur atzamos. If there's a real vadai that the reyesa came because of the atzamos. But if lo shibra atzamos, we paskin like Rav Huna. If we paskin like Rav Huna, it sounds like we don't rely on svek sveika. So if we don't rely on the svek sveika of our Gemara, we shouldn't rely on the svek sveika of the shochet either. So the Taz is Nisha B'tzarachi, and he says the psak of the Ramah is pile ploy. That's what the Taz holds. Ramah says that you are not matrif l'mafreya, because he says you have the chazaka, cheskas yediyah of the shochet. Says the Taz, but there should be tartilareas over here. Aye, but Tosfos gave his three answers, that tartilareas doesn't apply in our Gemara. Those three answers don't are not shy to the sofik of the Ramah. Those three answers seem to tell us that the case of the Ramah is more similar to mikvah than to shochet besakem and nitzis peguma. So says the Taz, I think that you should be matrif. I think we should say in this case that the shchitas of this shochet who forgot hilchos shchita should not be considered valid, not just the shchitas in the future, but even the shchitas in the interim. That's the Taz's conclusion. So comes the Shach in his Sefer Nekudas HaKesef, in his Hagos Nekudas HaKesef, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, and he wants to bring back the Ramah. The Shach on the side brings back the Ramah. Let's just do the first. Let's just do the second part of the Shach, okay? Because I don't want to make it too complicated. There really are two points. If you look at the Nekudas HaKesef, I gave you point one and point two. Let's just focus on point two because it really relates to Rabbi Rosenzweig's Yisod. What's point two in the Shach? Why does he think that the Ramah is correct? The Taz says that the Aguda must be going with the Svek Sveika. But Svek Sveika works aliba the Rav Chista. Rav Huna denied the Svek Sveika, right? So don't you see Svek Sveika is not going to help you over here? Comes the Shach and says, what are you talking about? Rav Huna holds that this Svek Sveika is not a good Svek Sveika. That's why he's not willing to be maker for it. For Odie Shlomo is up the Shach in the Nekudas HaKesef. The Ad Kan Lo Matzuchin and Hashem Shibra Atzamos Ela Mishum the Shema Lo Shachet B'Mokom HaPegima Lav Sofek Ma'al Yehu. Shema Lo Shachet B'Mokom HaPegima is not a real Sofek. The Mistama Derech HaSakin LaHolich B'Kulo. What's the normal way to do a Shechita? Only in part of the Sakin? Come on, you just slice it through the whole way. What's Tosfos saying? What Shema? Shema be'etzem nifkema and imtem tzilama ba'ar nifkema, maybe he didn't shech keneged the pegima. Come on, how likely is that? That's so unlikely. It's a miut she'eino matzui. So that's not a svek sveika. A svek sveika means you have two svekas. Right? You have a svek ashokol, but now you have another svek ashokol. Two 50-50 svekas. So what does that create? It creates a good solid rove. It creates a 75-25 situation. But here you have a suffix ashokol, but the second suffix, come on, is like a suffix of, I don't know, 95-5, you know? It's terrible. So if it's terrible, that's not a svek sveika. That's not a very strong, that's not so strong. That's a pretty weak svek sveika. Aval hocha yesh lama davi svek sveika, suffix yodav im timitzi lama lo yodav shema shochat shapir. Maybe tachi yishachted properly. This is a good svek sveika. So maybe even Rav Huna would admit that our Svek Sveika is strong enough to rely on to say that the Shechita is a Shechita Bevadai, and that we can follow the Chazaka of the Shochet, that he was Becheska Sheyod at one point in time. What are you telling me, Taz, that clearly Rav Huna argues against Rav Chista? He says you don't rely on Svek Sveika over here. Svek Sveika is not a reason to say that there's no title Ressa. No, he didn't say Svek Sveika is not a reason to deny title Ressa. Of course it is. Of course it is. But rather Rav Huna holds that the Svek Sveika of Shochet B'Sakem Nitzis Peguma is a very weak Svek Sveika. That's why he's not willing to follow it. But the Svek Sveika that we have by the Shochet, it's a very strong Svek Sveika. So if that's a strong Svek Sveika, Avada, it will work. And even Rav Huna will admit that this Svek Sveika is enough that we're not going to say Tartar L'Reyes, and that's why we can rely on the Chazaka that the Shochet knew the Shechita, knew the Hilcha Shechita when he did the Shechitas in the interim. What is the Shach basically saying? That it's not a Halachal Moshe Mi-Sinai, that you don't say Tartar L'Reyes when there is a Svek Sveika. It's all a function of what the Svek Sveika is all about. Right? The Taz is saying, no, there's a machlokas where the Svek Sveiko works to upend the title Reisa. No, it's not like Sisrei Torah. It's an idea that if there's a strong Svek Sveiko, there's like a Vadai Shchita over here. That's the Yisod. It's not like a principle that you just can't say title Reisa when there is a Svek Sveiko. If that's the principle, so then we understand Rav Huna argues against Rav Chista, so it would seem, according to the third day in Tosis, he's denying this Yisod. He says that even B'makom Svek Sveka, you can say tied to the Reisa. But that's not the Yisod. The Yisod is that if it's a Svek Sveka, then it's a Vadai Shchuta Lefanecha. If it's Vadai Shchuta Lefanecha, then the Cheskas Hisra the Behema is weakened, and you can't say tied to the Reisa. But that's all a function of how strong the Svek Sveka is. So if you have a strong Svek Sveka, everyone will admit, even Rav Huna will admit that you have Vadei Shchut Lefanecha, and then you're not going to say Taita L'Reisa. Then Taka, the Cheskas Bodek of the Sakin, or the Cheskas Yediyah of the Shochet should carry the day, and we're not going to say Taita L'Reisa. Okay, so based on Rabbi Rosenzweig's Yesod, based on how he explains these two days in Tosis, the two last days in Tosis, through the Rashba, that the whole Yesod is whether we apply Taita L'Reisa or not is a function of whether we can establish that there was a Vadai Shchita. Right? Can we establish that there was a Vadai Shchita? So that determines whether we view this as a suffix in the Ikar HaShchita, or do we not view it as a suffix in the Ikar HaShchita? If we view it as a suffix in the Ikar HaShchita, so then we're going to apply Taita L'Reisa. If there's a suffix in the Ikar HaShchita, so then Behema B'chaya, B'cheskes Isser, is going to be a problem. But if we say that it's almost B'taras Vade that the Shchita occurred, Etzem Vade Pogain, a good Svek Sveika. So if there's a Svek Sveika, a strong Svek Sveika, so then it's Vade Shchut L'Fanecha. Once it's Shchut L'Fanecha, then the Behema B'cheskes Isser, that Chazaka Behema B'cheskes Isser doesn't apply anymore. If it doesn't apply anymore, so then we're not going to say Tati L'Reisa, so we'll be able to follow the original Chazaka the Meikara. So according to this, we can explain the Ramah, that we're not going to be Matrif L'Mafre, we're going to follow the original Chazaka, that since the Shochet knew what he was doing at some point in time, so then we don't have to follow we don't have to say there's a Tarti L'Reis over here, but rather there's a Svek Sveka, a strong Svek Sveka. And if there's a strong Svek Sveka, then it's like Vadai Shchuta L'Fanecha. So then we don't say Behema B'chaya B'cheskes Isser. And if it's Vadei Shchut L'Fanecha, we just have a little suffix after the Shchita. That little suffix, we can use the Chazaka that the Shochet had, that at one point he knew the Dinei Shchita. And if he knew at one point the Dinei Shchita, we can follow that Chazaka and say that whatever he shechted in the interim, that's a Shchita Ksheira.